This is Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Don Elliott. Two people went to the hospital Saturday with stab wounds following an assault on Billing Southside. According to police, six people were detained, among them a suspect. All six detained were juveniles. Around 10:30 a.m., BPD responded to an assault at a home in the 300 block of Monroe Street. When first responders arrived, they found an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old with stab wounds. A new farm bill might actually emerge during this session of Congress. That's what Senator John Tester indicated during a statewide press call last week.
If you'd asked me this a month ago, I'd say slim and none and slim left town. But over the last week, I've heard some positive things starting to happen coming from ag country, and Montana's all ag country. That farm bill's pretty damn important for certainty, and it'd be nice to get one done that reflects 2024.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
The Whitefish School District is running a levy May 7th to fund teacher and staff salaries and meet the needs of a growing student body. The ballot requests a permanent levy of $108,337 for the general fund. Ballots were mailed out to all active voters April 18th. They must be received by 8 p.m. May 7th by mail or by dropping them off at the Whitefish School District office. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is hosting a public meeting Monday to update the Gallatin River impairment designation. DEQ's Water Quality Planning Bureau is coordinating the hybrid meeting, which will be held at 6 p.m. People can attend over Zoom or in person at the Big Sky County Water and Sewer District building. The meeting will discuss the impairment listing of the middle segment of Gallatin River, which stretches from Yellowstone National Park to Spanish Creek. I'm Don Elliott on the Northern News Network.